Hello and welcome to the CISS podcast. This is the On the Spot series by China Forum. In this series, we return to the platform of international forums and webinars where leading minds in academia, government, business, technology, and media deliver novel, collaborative responses to the global issues of the day.
Welcome to the CISS podcast, On the Spot series. I'm Zhang Lirun. China Forum expert Mr. Yue Xiaoyong, former Chinese ambassador to Middle East countries Qatar and Jordan, made some recent remarks on the development prospect between China and the Middle East, particularly Israel. The ambassador shared his thoughts during the fifth annual conference of Sino-Israel Global Network and Academic Leadership, SIGNAL, a video conference held in December 2020. For participants to exchange ideas on the current international situation. Let's hear what he has to say.
I think I would briefly talk about our relation with Israel, plus our relation with the Middle East in general. A very optimistic future on our relations with the Middle East in general and with Israel in particular. After decades of development efforts of both China and Israel, and both China and countries in the Middle East, they have laid out by the both sides a solid foundation for our bilateral relations with deeper mutual understanding, ever-growing cooperation, and deep mutual confidence in our shared future. Of course, some experts mentioned in the technology innovation cooperation, there are some suspicion and doubts about how to proceed in future. But that is the problem we can try to solve even among our dialogue with the United States and with Israel. Our mutual support and assistance ever since the outbreak of the COVID-19 pandemic is a very good example. And current ongoing cooperation in Belt and Road Initiative in battling the pandemic and for our common economy development are further evidence. We in China also like to continue to develop a strong and fruitful relations with Israel, as well as all the partners and friends in the Middle East region. Both China and Israel, as China and the Middle East ties in general, need also to work together to strengthen, like we speak with our European partners and our Asian partners, to strengthen multilateralism in international arena and regional arena, turning down Cold War mentality, promote peace and common development, and keep opposed to unilateralism. Unity is the key. I mean unity, not only in the narrow sense and the countries, only unity with their allies, but a unity with all the countries, those who are willing and ready and have the potential to do the cooperation with you as another country, right? And with respect. China is determined to go on to strengthen our ties with all countries in the Middle East to promote this kind of cooperation. And together to contribute to tackling challenges facing the global community, climate change, actually a lot of challenges to the Gulf states. As I stayed in that country as ambassador, we talk about the agenda of the new energy and the climate change. They really feel there would be some challenge and transformation. And per capita wise, maybe the Gulf states is the highest in the world. But I don't want to name the country, but it is on record that the per capita of the carbon dioxide emission would be as much as 60,000 kilograms a year, way higher than any country in the world. So in addition to other cooperation, they need international help. Public health, guarding against nuclear proliferation, hunger and poverty lifting, economic recovery and growth pushing, and cybersecurity and so on and so forth. There's a long list. I'm very happy to say that the relations between China and Israel are strong and dynamic. In recent years, as I talk with my colleagues in Beijing, this relation has witnessed a rapid growth and enjoyed a real win-win cooperation with the two countries as comprehensive partners in innovation, great congruity in development ideas, highly mutual complementary industries, and ever-expanding fruitful collaboration. As some of the experts say that even in the innovation, we have this new challenges. But it is the same paradigm with many other countries in the world that in Europe, they're also very dynamic, as I posted in Ireland, for example. They are also very dynamic in the innovation in technology and some other countries. But the market are in China, or China at least put its weight in this humanity, scientific and technology innovation. It is a huge opportunity, even opportunities for the United States. This is a common effort for all, actually. Especially, we all know, as you develop research and develop R&D, you need an intermediate market, sophisticated market, preliminary market to evolve. Where to find this market? You can find no such market in America, more or less different in Europe, but China provides a perfect market for innovation. Maybe the only one if you consider its size and depth. Why a big company can grow quickly in China? Because we not only aimed at higher part, higher point of the science and technology, we have our preliminary market. We have our intermediary market. And we are moving together with Europe and Israel to the higher part of the market. We all know the rising tide lifts all boats. This rising tide is the combination of China, Israel, Middle East, United States, and Europe. During the pandemic, the Chinese and Israel have been working together, we all know, with deep mutual understanding, joining hands to overcome challenges. I really appreciate this effort. I have many Israel friends too. Sometimes it's very moving and touching stories about that, demonstrating the power of unity and cooperation. At a critical moment of China's fight against a pandemic, President Rivlin and the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and the Israeli friends from all walks of life extended their sympathy and support. China also firmly stands with Israel in the fight. We have held sessions of video conference between Chinese and Israel medical experts and will continue to do so. We are facilitating Israel's procurement and transportation of medical supplies in and from China. Cities and business universities and ordinary people from China expressing their sympathy and donating PPE to Israel too. Moreover, China's investment and firms with projects in Israel have been steadily resuming their operations, contributing to Israel's efforts in both battling pandemic and sustaining economic recovery. Crisis will never stop, I believe, China and Israel to pursue greater cooperation. The governments and the peoples of the two countries have every will and wisdom to prevail over the disease and reinvigorate the growth. I have no many numbers. I won't go all of them. But the trade in this year, even with so many challenges, is really impressive. This year of 2020, the bilateral trade between China and Israel topped over $6.3 billion, registering an increase of 20% growth, among which Israel's export to China increased by 51% to $2.4 billion. Not long ago, the negotiation teams of our two countries concluded the last round of FTA consultations, and both sides are positive on reaching the agreement at the earlier date. I think this FTA discussion is very much a parallel with our discussion with Europe Union too. It is also making progress. I don't know, there is a little competition here too. Maybe Israel will catch up. By the end of this year, the preparation meeting for the 5th Joint Committee on the Innovation Cooperation will be convened to formulate the blueprint of our future. From what I see and read, it can be well expected that in the years to come, with joint efforts of wise leadership, including the public support from both sides, China-Israel friendship, cooperation, and comprehensive innovation partnership will grow. From our view, it will grow.